It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
I'm Mark Willard, and this is Inside Giant Moments, presented by T-Mobile, an official San Francisco Giants podcast. In Season 1, we looked back at some of the most iconic moments in franchise history. Now, it's time to focus on the present and future. We'll cover memorable wins and the off-field moments, interests, and personalities of the 2021 Giants team and staff. Join us for Season 2 of Inside Giant Moments, now. Last year, everything was different, including the Giants missing a major piece of the puzzle. Buster Posey opted out of the COVID-shortened season to ensure the health and safety of his two adopted baby twin girls. The entire Giants family applauded the decision, but they still missed their teammate. Now, he's back, bringing stability and punch to the Giants lineup. In this episode, you'll hear from five members of the Giants sharing their thoughts on the return of their catcher, their on- and off-field leader, Buster Posey. First up, I visit with manager Gabe Kapler, whose second year on the job certainly gets easier with the presence of Posey.
Obviously, this time around, you've got yourself at least one new member of a leadership group, if you will, this one being an on-field guy. Your general in Buster Posey. What was it like for you coming to a new team as the manager, but then your on-field leader informs you he's not going to be there? What kind of adjustments did that lead to last year?
The first adjustment was just to be very supportive and set the intention for the major league group that we're going to support people's families and their health and not just their physical health, but their mental health as well. And we felt like it was the right time to step up and show that we were going to support Buster in any decision that he made. And we would make the same commitment to any of our other players as well. From a strictly tactical standpoint, it's never easy to lose, an all-star caliber catcher, a Hall of Fame candidate in Buster Posey. And we lost that player, and it was difficult. It hasn't been much of a secret that our catching area wasn't what I think it can be and what I think it will be this year. So it's really nice to have Buster back, not just his influence between the lines, but the way he conducts himself in the clubhouse, the professional that he is, the leader that he is, the influencer he is with some of our younger catchers, Joey Bart, Chadwick Tromp, Gino, the rest of the crew. So he's been a steady influence for us in the clubhouse between the lines and also in the bullpen and in our catching work as well.
Are you feeling that already? Maybe you could expand on that a little bit. How are things different now that he's in the fold?
Happy to expand on it. I think he's just been the influential force that you'd expect him to be. So I don't necessarily think that there's anything that you wouldn't, naturally suspect when you bring back a perennial all-star caliber player like Buster Posey. Been everything that you'd expect them to be and more.
What kind of excites you about what's still to come with his presence on this team?
I think first and foremost, performance at the catching position. And, not to be too direct about this, but it was an area of struggle for us last year. And we feel like it's an area of strength for us this year, both with Buster's presence and the addition of Kurt Casale. So, we have two, if you think back to last season, we had two inexperienced, unproven catchers in Joey Bart and Chadwick Tromp, both who are, and Heineman as well, all of who are talented individuals and athletic individuals that have a chance to be great in this game. And this year we have, a Hall of Fame caliber catcher, as our starting guy in Buster Posey and a proven veteran catcher in Kurt Casale, who brings not just that veteran savvy, but also a really strong at bat and leadership of pitchers that we just didn't quite frankly have last year. So not to oversimplify it, but that's the gist of it.
How would you describe your relationship directly with Buster? What's that like?
it's really good, really open, and I think there's a lot of respect both ways, and that level of communication, that consistency of communication, that honesty and directness has gone a long way for our relationship.
Why do you feel catchers make such good leaders, and then specifically, what is it about him where he sort of captures that role?
I think they have a pretty unique perspective on the game, and obviously they're getting the real-time input from pitcher movement, also from pitcher body language, from the body language of hitters in the batter's box as well. They're moving up, they're moving back, they're looking more or less comfortable, and a catcher has that real-time feedback. And he can quickly change course for us, very similar to a quarterback reading a defense. So it's like having another coach on the field. Their leadership is critical. Their stability is critical. Their own confidence level in managing any game situation is critical. And, I don't think you can overstate how important it is to have an experienced, thoughtful leader like Buster back in the fold.
Walk me through a normal mound visit with you guys. What does that normally sound like?
I don't know that there is a normal. It's different for everyone. I mean, sometimes the most important part of a mound visit is setting the defense in a particular way. So by way of example, if you have runners on first and third, and we're going to run a return play where the ball goes through the infield, the middle infielder makes a decision whether the runner at third base is leaving. If he is leaving, that middle infielder has to release, come out in front of second base, cut off the distance between him and home plate, and deliver a strike to the catcher. So sometimes the mound visit entails setting that play up. Sometimes it's as simple as Andrew Bailey, if he's making a mound visit to calm down a pitcher, say something like, look, like you're delivering strikes. Right now the contact has been loud, but that's out of your control. What you can control is to continue to deliver those strikes, and good things are about to happen. Maybe it's a boost of confidence. Sometimes it's a kick in the ass, but I wouldn't say there is one type of mound visit. They're all different. They all have different messages.
And then what are your interactions like between the game? I mean, are there nonverbal things that are happening while he's out there, or maybe while the team is on offense and he's coming to the dugout? What are you guys usually chatting about?
I can give you some examples, and I'll start with Buster. Like, we want to ensure that we're on the same page with respect to a pitcher's arsenal. So if a pitcher has two secondary weapons, suppose it's a split and a slider, and we think the split is the best secondary weapon, we want to be on the same page with that with Buster. So when it's, or any catcher for that matter, but when an 0-2 count or a 1-2 count, when we have to go somewhere for a swing and miss, that we're thinking the same thing that the catcher is thinking. And quite frankly, that we're leading the pitcher with the right type of conviction. We want him to have all the confidence in the world to rip his best pitch. And that comes from a combination of that pitcher's experience, Buster's perspective, and the coaching staff's perspective as well.
Gabe, I'd love to hear just your favorite Buster moment, if there is one. Like if was there a favorite interaction or something that you once saw that just stands out in terms of the player and the guy, Buster Posey?
I think what most importantly stands out to me about Buster is the energy that he brings every day. He's been really happy in spring training and feeling healthy and confident, so that smile's coming out quite a bit. And I think our catchers are kind of reading his body language cues. So it's not one thing in isolation. It's kind of who he is on a regular basis. And frankly, I don't think those moments, those stories define people, and in particular don't define Buster. What defines Buster is who he is on a regular basis, the consistent character that he brings to the ballpark every day. Not one incident in isolation.
When Posey reached the bigs in 2010 and made an immediate impact, Mauricio Dubon had just arrived in America, landing in Sacramento and becoming a huge fan of the Giants. Now the two are teammates, and Dubon has a clear view of Posey's impact on the field and in the clubhouse.
You mentioned earlier the high regard that you've always had for Buster Posey, and then here you arrive and suddenly you guys are teammates. But you've only actually gotten to share the field with him for, you know, I think about a month total. What are you looking forward to the most this year, to just be an actual daily teammate with Buster Posey?
Just being able to, you know, listen to him and going through a whole year. I mean, this is a guy that's been consistent his whole career. And being able to pick his brain and, you know, going through struggles, going through highs, going through, like, good. I mean, just having pick his brain. I mean, he's one of the best for a reason. He works hard, and, you know, just I wish I just you know, just having him around and just pick his brain. Pretty much is that, just be able to hear him, what he has to say, and asking him a bunch of questions of how to do things. You know, cause at the end of the day, you want to, you know, you want to have something similar to what he's been doing in baseball.
Did you have to go through a mental process at all to get yourself to feel like you belong on equal footing with him?
It's just crazy, just because, you know, I, you know, every day I try to go out there and, you know, show everybody, like, you know, I'm here, I belong here, and, you know, it's crazy having him around, just because, you know, I'm able to, you know, ask him questions, asking him about this. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And you know, show people that I can go with anybody over there at the field.
As you guys are going through spring this year and getting used to having him there on a daily basis, how would you describe what his presence means to all the guys?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, when he talks, everybody stays quiet because, you know, he's about to say something important, or you know, he just drops some knowledge on people and just ask him questions. I mean, he's literally like right in front of my locker, so I ask him questions about everything, about hitting, about, you know, what should I think? What should I do this? Is it okay if I do this? If it's not okay, if I do that? And just stuff like that, and just, you know, just give him that respect he deserves, and, you know, at the same time trying to learn.
After everything you guys went through in the shortened season last year, I wonder what differences do you already notice just in the San Francisco Giants clubhouse because he's there versus last year?
Just the presence, you know. He's a true leader. I mean, he'll put, if you're doing the right thing, he'll be okay. If it's not, you know, he'll say, hey, you better pick it up. And, you know, just having him around, you know, in the backstop, it's a whole different ballgame too. We're better now as a team, and we're even better with him. So it's going to be a really fun year. I mean, I said it last year that they sleep on us, and we were one game away, unfortunately. But we're better this year, and it's going to be a fun 162 games.
I also wonder what you notice in him. He's been away for so long from what he loves. What are you noticing about his demeanor this year?
Oh no, he's good. Like it's crazy, but just because I played last year and I've been, you know, King Constance at bats, and when he showed up, and I was really impressed. Like, oh, he's on time. He looks good. Like he looks, you know, vintage Posey. And I keep telling people, when was the last time that Posey missed a whole year, and then what happened the next year? Like, so it's a fun thing. I mean, having him around.
You feel like his confidence is at a full level, because you're right. I mean, that's hard as a professional athlete to miss an entire year.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's a great athlete, great person, and the way he goes about his business, I mean, he's more than ready. I mean, he's been looking really good at the bat and at the plate too.
I also wonder, with the San Francisco Giants at this time, there have been so many new faces coming in over the last couple of years. A couple of years ago, you were one of them. And I think the fan base is starting to get to know you at such a level. But to have someone like Buster still there, who's an icon and who the fans know so well, what do you think that does for the rest of you as far as your relationship with the fan base?
Just knowing how to go about the business, pretty much. I mean, these guys have been doing it for a long time, and just, you know, just trying to learn from them. I mean, they're good for a reason, and, you know, it'd be dumb if you don't ask questions or you don't, you know, try to pick their brain.
There's that famous moment, that shot of you looking at him in the dugout in 2019. What do you remember about that moment, and what's your reaction to how much attention that got?
Oh, I remember I asked him pretty straight up, how you do it? Legit, how you do it? And he started just talking like, I asked him, what's the hardest thing? What's the easiest thing? What do you work on the most? And I was just listening to him. I mean, literally, I was not talking. I was just listening to him the whole time, just pretty much just preaching. And it was a pretty cool moment.
Next, we hear from Logan Webb, who's still a young pitcher on the team, but he's also one of the few who can provide insight on what it's like to throw to Posey. And he grew up in Northern California, so he's been well aware of Posey's presence for a long time.
You know, it's fascinating, too, where you now sit within this organization, because the moment we're talking about is less than 2 years ago. Yet with all the turnover and new faces that are coming to this team, as far as the starting pitchers, you're actually one of the elder statesmen within the organization, which I think is especially interesting when we think about something like the return of Buster Posey this year, how that's affecting all of you guys, what you're gaining from that. So how do you sort of look at that as you look at this entire pitching staff and here comes Buster, and less than 2 years into your career, you're one of the guys that probably knows him the best.
That actually is weird to think about. Yeah, I think I've only thrown to him in a regular season game. I think I threw to him twice.
Okay.
But that's more than – but that. Well, besides Johnny, that's more than any of the other guys have thrown to him in a regular season game. So that is crazy to kind of think about. But you can't – I mean – you can't beat Buster's, you know, presence back there, his leadership, his, you know, his the pedigree of like winning, and you know, I know someone asked me today about when he puts on a sign, do you ever shake? And you really can't shake, just because you know what he's putting down is going to be right.
How does he affect you when you're on the mound?
I think he just gives you a certain confidence out there that, you know, he's ready to, he knows each hitter and, you know each hitter, but like, he's a guy who's been there, done that. And he knows these guys, forward and back. Like it's hard to explain the words. He's, you know, he's going to be a future Hall of Famer. His presence back there just gives you some confidence for sure.
I want to ask you this question two different ways. How do you feel the team missed him last year?
You know, I think we for sure missed him just because, like I said, it's not just his catching and his hitting, but it's the presence in the locker room. It's, you know, the winning kind of culture that he brings to the team, and the leadership part that I think we all missed.
And then I wonder about that on an individual basis as well, especially as a young pitcher who's really trying to establish yourself as a member of the Giants. And this is certainly no knock on what the team got from that position last year was actually really good. But I wonder how you felt in terms of in a development year, not having him there to be your catcher, how that may have affected you personally.
You know, I think what I was kind of going through was more myself. I don't know if him necessarily would have made it, you know, a ton better or anything like that. But, you know, definitely having him for the confidence part, the presence part, like that for sure, you know, might have helped. But, you know, I thought we had amazing catchers last year. I thought Joey did great. Heineman did great. Trompy was amazing. Like, it was a good group, a collective group of great, great catchers back there. And you know, it was great for them to get that time up there and that experience as well as myself. So kind of trying to grow with those younger catchers was a lot of fun also last year.
I went back to the box score of your first start, and that was Stephen Vogt who caught that game. But as you've mentioned, you have thrown to Buster twice in a real game. Go back to 2019, and you first arrived with the team. What do you remember about your interactions with Buster back then?
I got to meet him earlier that year that in spring training. So it wasn't my first time meeting him, but, you know, as a young guy who grew up in the Bay Area, getting to meet a guy like that, getting to talk to a guy like that is, it's pretty special. And it's special for, you know, even my friends back home who love Buster to death, and that's like their favorite player. It was really cool. So being able to talk to him each day about, you know, pitching and stuff like that, it's awesome.
What's a mound visit from Buster like?
I'm going to be honest with you. I couldn't tell you anything about my mound visits. I'm usually pissed off or something's not going right, so I'm mad about it. So it's usually, hey, you know, calm down, get this guy out, get a ground ball or something.
Sometimes the mound visits are just strategic, right? It's not always that something's going wrong.
No, for sure. I think, you know, there's little things. Like if a guy throws a couple pitches and he looks off, I think that's part of it too. Like, you're right, there's so many different things that go into mound visits, but usually it's when I'm pissed off.
Right. What works for you, by the way? You want a sense of humor, or would that make it worse?
I've had both. I've had sense of humor, and I've also had, like, hey, pull your head out of your ass. Like, come on, let's go. So, like, I think both of them work, to be honest with you.
And does Buster have both of those in his repertoire?
I think him and Vogt were very similar with, they're just kind of get you kind of back into the zone. It was a little more serious, but kind of going over what we think we're going to do in that next at bat.
And give me an idea, how is his presence this year affecting this camp? Like, how is this camp different than last year's camp?
He was there last year in camp.
Well, true. The original camp, right. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think there's a collective group of veteran guys. I think I've kind of said this before, but, you know, you got a bunch of guys in there that were on the winning the 10, 12, and 14 teams. And when you get a group of guys that just know how to win and know how to be a professional, it rubs off on everybody else. And having those guys is awesome, especially for the young guys.
And then if you've only thrown to him in a game twice, obviously this year will be that opportunity for many more. So what are you looking forward to the most?
You know, I think we just, we're kind of, the last two outings that I've had, I've thrown to them, and it just feels like we're on the same page with what we want to do and how we want to attack hitters. And, with any catcher, that's kind of the main goal. And I'm just excited to keep building on what we've started already with these last couple outings. And, like I said before, like, just his presence back there just gives you a little bit more confidence out there. And I'm excited to have that confidence.
A quick pause here to thank our sponsor. Nobody connects baseball fans to Major League Baseball like T-Mobile, America's largest and fastest 5G network. Just for being a customer, you get a free MLB.TV subscription. That means you can watch every team's out-of-market games live or on demand right from your phone. But here's the catch. You have to redeem by April 5th. Visit T-Mobile.com/MLB right now to get your free MLB.TV subscription. That's T-Mobile.com/MLB. Qualifying customers can access the T-Mobile Tuesdays app to sign up for MLB.TV. See blackout details. Awarded fastest 5G by Open Signal Awards based on average speeds in USA. 5G experience report January 2021. Details at T-Mobile.com. And now back to Inside Giant Moments. It's pretty rare in sports these days that players spend a decade together as teammates, but that's the case for Posey and our next guest, Brandon Crawford, who has unmatched perspective on what Posey means to the team.
You mentioned earlier that you're tied to Buster forever. You guys were drafted together. It was the same day when he was injured that you ended up getting a call up to the big league. So there's quite a connection there. And so I wonder a number of things about his return this year and what it means to you and what it means to the team. So let's start with this. What were your emotions when you found out Buster was not going to play last year?
I mean, I think I was kind of bummed that I wasn't going to, you know, have him in the clubhouse, have him around for the season. But at the same time, I completely understood what he was going through, and I completely understood his decision to stay at home and opt out last year because of adopting those two babies that, you know, it, first of all, needed both parents home, and then couldn't be potentially exposed to the virus or anything like that, being premature.
Yeah. Did you think about a veteran presence leadership role and a void there and how maybe you would help to step in and fill that?
Yeah, you're talking about last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody really could fill his shoes necessarily, but I think we did a pretty good job collectively, you know, coming together and being, I mean, we still have a lot of other veteran guys, on the team. So, I think we were all collectively pretty good at, you know, coming together and talking about stuff, or, you know, helping out the young guys, or, you know, having a voice in the clubhouse. We were still pretty good at that. But, you know, at the same time, somebody like Buster, being the player, the caliber of player that he's been throughout his career, but also the clubhouse and on field leader that he has been the last 10 or so years, nobody could really exactly fill that. But I think that's one of the reasons why we're also happy to have him back this year.
Yeah, how will the clubhouse be different? How's it already different?
I think already you can see, and I think I've heard some of the catchers talk about just stuff that they pick up from him or talks that they've had with him that have really helped them out. And then, you know, I'm sure pitchers will have as big of an impact also, working with him, somebody with his experience and, you know, just knowing different hitters and what to throw in certain situations and stuff like that will greatly benefit the pitchers also. So I think those are the biggest on-field things. And then, you know, in the clubhouse, he's one of my best friends, throughout, you know, in the organization the past 10 years. So for me, I'm happy to have him back and in the clubhouse and being able to talk to him.
Yeah. I mean, you're both
in person, I guess we can.
Yeah. You're both the answer to a question about each other too. I mean, no one's been a teammate of yours longer than him. No one's been a teammate of his longer than you. And you mentioned being drafted the same year. How would you describe the direct link between the two of you within this team?
I don't know. I don't think it happens. Something like that happens as much anymore with, you know, with guys going to different teams and, not coming up through a single organization and not getting traded or moved or, you know, whatever. It's been, almost 13 years since we were drafted. So, you don't see it as much anymore. And then, you know, sometimes the one player pans out, one player doesn't. And, you know, we're both fortunate enough to have had pretty good careers and stay with the Giants for our whole careers and really appreciate the, you know, the Giants' loyalty to both of us to keep us both around for this many years. And, it's been a lot of fun being his teammate throughout that time.
How have you watched him grow through the years?
I think he's always kind of had a little more mature demeanor about him. You know, like he's a little wise beyond his years. I think he's always kind of had that that about him. But then I think the more he opens up, the more you see his sense of humor and how he is as a dad and as a husband. And I mean, I've seen that for a number of years now. I mean, I don't know how he's evolved, but I think you just kind of peel back the layers a little bit, the more you get to know him. Maybe just appreciate him a little bit more.
I wonder about on the field too. I mean, I'm sure with the view you have over at shortstop, you see things between the pitcher and the catcher. Sometimes you're at the mound for those chats. Like, what is it that you see him do that's so special?
I don't think there. I mean, Yachty is definitely up there for one of the better catch, especially defensive catchers ever. But I mean, the way that Buster handles pitchers and pitch calling and sequencing and stuff like that, and then his catch and throw ability for so long has been so good. I mean, he's definitely up there as one of the best. I think one of the best defensive catchers, like offense alone. I think he's one of the best defensive catchers that we've seen in a while. Him and Yachty, I think, are both pretty similar at just being able to read hitters, understand what the pitcher has, and you know what they should go to in certain situations. His ability to be able to catch and throw and throw runners out for a long time has been so great too.
What do you think he's going to look like this year? He's been away for a while.
He has, but I've seen his at-bat so far this spring, and it looks like normal Buster. You know, working deep in the counts, I think he drew a couple walks yesterday. His first base hit of the spring was that, you know, prototypical Buster line drive to right field. I mean, I don't think he'll really miss a beat. His catching has looked good from what I've seen also. So I think we can expect a lot of the same Buster.
And finally, top catching prospect Joey Bart, who's hoping to soak up as much guidance as possible from Posey. They share a draft round, share a position, and now share space on the same team. Take a listen to Bart's thoughts on having Buster by his side as he continues the early years of his career. Joey, I certainly want to talk to you about the fact that Buster Posey is back with the team this year, and it's almost an extension of the conversation we were having earlier about your call-up story. I have to think there were emotions flooding through you as you get the news last year that Buster is going to opt out, what that may or may not mean for you. What were you feeling when you found out that it was going to go that way?
Really, I mean, I was honestly thinking about him and his situation. You know, I'm a true believer in things are going to work out the way they're going to be. And if I can stay my course and stay in my lane, then, you know, that's what's going to be the best for me. But really, you know, when, you know, his situation, reaching out to him and, you know, praying for him and, you know, hoping everything's going well, because people can say what they want, but that's a really tough situation that he was put in. And for him to opt out of the season it spoke a lot, you know, what he cares about and his family, and all of us were there to support him, you know. So I think that was more of the feeling, you know, if obviously things change, you know, Buster's not going to be behind the dish this year. So, you know, it might have made me a little more hungry, but really, you know, I was just coming at it full swing, whether he was going to be there or not. And if I felt like that's the way I approached it, then, you know, I'd be set up well, because obviously no one knew that he was going to do that. So that's nothing like I was planning on or anything. I was just coming at it full speed ahead, and wherever they needed me or whenever they needed me, I was going to be ready. So,
did you have any contacts with him during the year as you were going through the year that you had last year?
Yeah, he reached out to me every now and then, and we chatted about, you know, talking baseball and just seeing how he was doing. But not a ton. He was very busy in himself. So I think that, that he deserved that time. And I wasn't going to be the guy that was calling him up, asking him for help or about things. So, no, we spoke a few times, but not really a lot.
With that said, I wondered if it popped into your mind at all as you were getting to the big league club last year, that you know, his mentorship was not there. How do you think it sort of affected your first big league experiences that he was not there?
I don't know. I don't think I would have, you know, I obviously could learn everything and I would write everything down and take everything he told me to heart. But, you know, at a certain sense, it's kind of my career and what I make out of it, you know. So I kind of approached it every day as what am I going to do to excel and to get an edge in this game, you know, defensively, offensively, wherever. And that's kind of the way I went about it. And, Buster would have been a great help for me. And hopefully we'll, you know, play with each other, you know, down the line.
As this year begins, how would you describe the relationship between the two of you?
I think it's great. I mean, I think we're probably tighter than we ever have been. Just because, you know, there's a lot of new faces around here, and I've only been here for a couple of years, but it seems like, you know, there's a couple of years ago, it was a whole different place here. So, you know, this is my third spring training now, and time's flown by, but I think our relationship has grown forward, and it's great.
What are you looking to gather from him this year?
I'm just the stuff I do every day, really, you know, conversations we have about baseball and just circumstances in the game and just learning, you know. It's not like there's a Buster Posey, you know, 30-minute sit down and learn meeting, you know. It's just interactions we have every day and go forward, you know, as teammates. I mean, ultimately, he's got his job to do, you know what I mean? He's playing and has a lot on his plate as well. So, you know, it's just things that we can communicate, things that we can do with each other to make each other better. That's obviously the goal as teammates.
I mean, certainly the idea at some point this year, potentially even beyond, you guys could be doing this all together. So what are you most looking forward to with regard to where this relationship goes next?
You know, I'm really just focused on, you know, being, you know, the best player I can be, to be honest with you. I want to be the best I can be and grow in the game. And, you know, if Buster can help me with that, you know, that's just extra, you know, that's brownies for me. You know what I mean? I don't ever look at it as, you know, Buster and me, you know, or whatever. It's just kind of me playing my game and learning from Buster and learning from other players on the team and learning little things that I can do to get better every day.
Any pressure in your mind associated with someday potentially, you know, the idea of being Buster's successor?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't. You know, that's all the media and everyone, you know, that says that. And, you know, for them to even say that is an honor. But, you know, that guy has been super special to this game and will continue to be, you know. So, no, I don't look at it that way. I think if I looked at it that way, it'd be really hard to play. So that's not the angle I really take at it.
Not only with him, with all he's accomplished, you're such a high draft pick and a big prospect. Same with Patrick Bailey. There's the obvious and constant talk about over the next year or two, how many starts are even available at the catcher position? Maybe the DH factors into this. How do you sort of process it and look ahead at that position?
That's exactly what I try not to do, really, is look ahead, because that's what I can't control, you know. And I guess a lot of people might think that, but realistically, I'm about the process and about me getting better every day as a player. And I think if I start looking ahead, you start weighing scenarios out, you know, good things will run through your mind, bad things will run through your mind. And that's not really what I'm looking for. I'm looking, you know, to produce and get better every day and wherever the, you know, whatever that leads to, it leads to. So that's kind of the way I look at it all.
As you said, it's your third spring where you guys are there together. Just from your view and you watching interactions, how would you put into words what he means to this team?
Oh, I mean, he means everything. I mean, he's Buster Posey. I mean, come on, you know, he's got so much credibility to his name and for what he's done with his game and you know how much he's helped players, including myself, you know, move forward and learn. You know, he's just a guy. You know, when he opens his mouth, you listen. You know, because I don't think there's been one player in the game still playing today that's been in the situations in three different World Series and. You know, just all the things that he's done is just unbelievable. So he's experienced it all. He's been through the best and the worst. So I think that he's a huge part of this team, and guys are excited and glad that he's back.
Thanks so much for listening to Inside Giant Moments, presented by T-Mobile. Don't forget to give us a rating and a review and share this episode with your friends and family. To make sure you never miss these exclusive conversations each week, subscribe and follow the Inside Giant Moments podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.